B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
Are you going to be faith with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off as we roll into game night here. Sound Off line 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up. Leave us a message. All right, a little pregame Sound Off. Let's see what we got.
Eagles, Giants, Thursday night football. You know the best part is the birds are back in black.
Eagle,
let's go!
All right, now, you see, a lot of people like the black. I heard Anthony not liking the black today. Anthony, it's a non-black jersey guy.
I like
the black jersey.
That's my favorite.
He doesn't like it. He says it's not representing the true character of the green.
What, the midnight green?
I don't know if there's character in the color.
He says no go on the black, but most people like it.
I love it.
I love it in a night game.
Yes.
Don't love it as much in the day.
No.
But in a night game, I like the black.
All right, they're in black tonight.
It's game day, and Jake Elliott is still our kicker. Got a message for you, Jake. Hit the road, Jake, and don't kick for us no more, no more, no more, no more. We can't take it no more, no more, no more, no more.
Well, that's a bad message going into a game, dude. Like, after the game sound off, that would have been... Come on, man. Wait, you going to cut his legs out right before the game?
It was a weak sound off in that way this whole week. Weak in that way. Not much rah-rah.
Come on, he hasn't done anything. Like, he didn't do anything yesterday. Like, well, all right.
Mikey Miss, I just heard a touching story about how Tom Brady went up to John Runyon's son and shook his hand and told him that he was a teammate of John Runyon's in Michigan. What a magnanimous guy, isn't he? Seems like he can shake people's hands when he wins. But when he loses, he becomes a giant... which is exactly what he
did. Get over your false slight for crying out loud. Enough!
Welcome to the Doug Peterson School of Wordsmithing. We are currently accepting applications for spring enrollment. Apply now and learn how to assuage a reporter by taking a deep yoga breath followed by a guffaw prior to answering the question. Also, how to hide bold-faced lies by repeating the question while chuckling with a country bumpkin demeanor.
Yeah. poor Doug. But see, I give the guy points because he went assuage.
Good word.
That was a great word.
Yeah, you don't hear that very often.
I hope he calls tomorrow, win or lose.
Yes.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, calling it right now. Listen to this and remember, Eagles win the division with a record of 5-10-1. All right? Host the playoff game. They win that. Miss that in the third. Super Bowl in Florida. They get sweet, sweet revenge on the Ravens. They win it 56-0. Book it.
All right, I'm done. I can't. I don't even have any words anymore. Next,
the way this team's going and the way their record is going, the way this division looks, we may be looking at a playoff team or a top 10 pick. And I'm tired of Howie Roseman making these picks year after year. And you know what? I believe that in the next draft, if he picks another Pac-12, or in fact, if he doesn't even pick a SEC or powerhouse team, Jeffrey Lurie should fire him right on the spot.
Well, I mean, you never know whether a great player is going to come out of a certain conference. So maybe he should say, I'm only going to pick guys from the SEC. Just go with that philosophy, see how that works out.
Well, especially your linemen, maybe.
Yeah.
The skill guys can come from other conferences.
Yeah. But the SEC,
Lamb came from Oklahoma, didn't he?
He did.
Playing pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's a Big 12. I mean, that's a monster school in the Big 12. And the SEC guys, Justin Jefferson, looks pretty good. And Claypool went to Notre Dame, and the kid from Arizona State, Ayuk.
That's Pac-12. So I think linemen, you can do that. Not everywhere.
All right.
Hi, Mike. It's Renee from Maple Shade. I hung up. Just wanted to call and tell the three of you, you put a smile on my face every afternoon. Tyrone is hysterical. I love all three of you. Natalie, your hair looks great. And the Eagles are going to win. You got to be positive. Positive, positive, positive.
Oh, Renee, thanks for calling. You give us a little boost as we go. Yeah, she is a peach.
Yeah, Mikey Mitt. I've been behind Foles since he was here with, I believe it was Chip Kelly, or it might have been the guy between Chip, and I can't remember his name, between Chip and... So don't act like we just discovered him in 2017. He's not a full-season quarterback. Everybody knows that. But your superstar played much better when he had Foles behind him on the bench.
What? I don't know. This is never going to stop, so I'm defeated. You have defeated me with the ball. Wentz would have been better if they would have kept him on the bench. However, you would have had to pay him $20 million as a backup, so come on with the fuck. I want to like shoot a crossbow into John Travolta's door like Freddie Prinze. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got enough beef?
I don't like
what are you looking for?
Because I don't like
then break. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, I'm going to close it down. Stay tuned. The Fanatic pregame show is coming up from Parks. Devon Gibbons, D-Gut, and number 36, Brian Westbrook on NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned for Quick Slants and the Eagles pregame show. I got the Eagles 27, Giants 13.
Sounds good.
That's a cover.
Yep.
Have a great night, everybody. Watch the ball game. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.